The city of Orillia has lowered its flags in honor of former longtime Orillia Mayor Ron Stevens, who passed away on Friday, October 18, 2024. He was 85. Ron Stevens was Orillia's longest-serving mayor and a dedicated public servant that made a true impact on our community. On behalf of members of Council and City of Orillia staff, I would like to extend our condolences to his family, loved ones and friends, said Mayor Don McIsaac in a media release. Ron was an outstanding example of a true community leader and will be missed by many. His ability to build consensus, his vision for a brighter future, and his passion for improving the lives of residents made him a truly remarkable figure in our city's history. In 1978, Stevens was elected as a councillor for Orillia Township and later served as Deputy Reeve until 1994. Following amalgamation, Stevens was elected the first mayor of Severn Township, from its formation in 1994 until 2000. He then moved to the big chair in Orillia, becoming mayor of the Sunshine City. He served as mayor for three consecutive terms, from 2000 to 2010, becoming the longest-serving mayor in the city's history. After returning to Severn Township, he served as a councillor from 2010 until his retirement from local politics in 2022. During his tenure in Severn and Orillia, Stevens made significant contributions to the region. As mayor of Severn Township, he partnered with Orillia Mayor Ken McCann to form the Common Interest Committee, which grew to include regional leaders and the chief of the Chippewas of Rama First Nation. As mayor of Orillia, he worked with city administration to transform the Economic Development Commission into a permanent city office and played a key role in establishing the Orillia University Mayor's Task Force in 2004, which ultimately led to Lakehead University opening a campus in Orillia. Stevens' commitment extended to the County of Simcoe, where he participated in several important projects, including the county's Growth Process Steering Committee. Stevens also served on the City of Orillia Police Services Board and the Orillia Public Library Board. In recognition of his outstanding and long-term service, he received the Lifetime Achievement Award from the Ministry of Municipal Affairs and Housing. A book of condolences will be available for people to sign beginning on Thursday at Orillia City Center, 50 Andrew Street South. Information regarding service arrangements can be found at simcoefuneralhome.ca. The flags will remain lowered at municipal facilities until November 19.